I'm Carol Hills, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Since last September, the Trump administration has been taking steps to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, commonly known as DACA. But Trump's efforts to do so have faced setbacks along the way, including orders from federal judges to keep DACA in place for those who already have it. Today, the Trump administration is facing what might be its biggest setback yet on getting rid of DACA. This one also comes in the form of a ruling issued by a federal judge in Washington, D.C. For more on what this means, let's turn to Lily Axelrod. She's an immigration attorney based in Memphis, Tennessee. We often have her on to talk about the latest on the DACA program. Lily, what exactly is in this ruling?
So this ruling doesn't change anything immediately. It's on hold for 90 days for the government to respond. But if the ruling does go into effect 90 days from now, it says that in addition to renewing DACA applications for folks who already have it, the government is going to have to start accepting new applications from folks who have never had DACA before.
So those are the people who have either become eligible for DACA or who never applied for it before.
Exactly. So folks who are too young to apply before. I've encountered a number of people who had DACA applications sent back because they made a mistake on the forms and then they didn't have a chance to send their application again before Trump ended the program. So that would give folks another opportunity to apply.
So this DACA thing is getting hard to follow, but isn't the gist that the court says the Trump administration has not yet made an effective case for why DACA is unconstitutional?
That's exactly right. The courts have said, and this court said again yesterday, that the Trump administration has not actually managed to articulate either that the DACA program is unconstitutional or that even if it's perfectly legal, that they have some kind of rational reason for ending it. The court also emphasized that when you're ending a government program, you have to take into account the people who have relied on it. So in this case, we have 800,000 DACA beneficiaries who have relied on the fact that if they did the right thing and followed the law, they would be able to continue to be authorized to work and be protected from deportation. So they planned their education, their careers, and in many cases, they planned marriage and family around the assumption that if they did the right thing, they would continue to be protected. So the court said, if you're going to end up a program that people plan their lives around, you have to have some kind of rational reason for it. And you haven't given us one yet, and you have 90 days to try again.
So at this point, the Trump administration has 90 days to come up with a more muscular explanation for why getting rid of DACA is constitutional. But for the sake of argument, what if they don't? Then what happens?
If the government doesn't provide any reason in the next 90 days, or if they're not able to provide a reason that's persuasive to the court, then the court's order will go into effect and the DACA program will resume as it existed before the Trump administration tried to end it last September. And anyone who has DACA will be able to apply to travel using advance parole if they have a humanitarian reason to travel abroad or if they need to travel for work or school. But advance parole is on hold right now.
But would it still require DACA recipients to keep renewing every 2 years, or would it finally settle their status?
No, it would not settle their status. It would put DACA recipients back into the same situation that they were in last summer before Trump ended the program. They would have to continue to pay their fee, do their fingerprints, and send a new application every 2 years. They still don't have a pathway to citizenship or permanent status in the U.S. So Congress ultimately has the responsibility to fix this problem, not the administration and not the courts.
Okay, so what if the Trump administration puts forward an explanation for why it's unconstitutional, the court accepts it, then what?
If the Trump administration either manages to say that DACA is unconstitutional or they come up with some kind of legitimate policy reason that's rational about why they ended the executive program, then they will be able to end the DACA program, which means that hundreds of thousands of young people would be thrown back into limbo and would be vulnerable to deportation. They would lose their jobs. They would lose their ability to lawfully drive in the United States, and they would be thrown back into limbo and back into the shadows.
Lily Axelrod, she's an immigration attorney based in Memphis, Tennessee. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.